Hi guys, this is Funda.
And this is Rodrigo.
We are at the Stranger's Corner, but this time is the last time for me.
Maybe for a Stranger's Corner. Yeah. I'm kidding. Maybe we'll keep it up, but...
Maybe I will join you with some WhatsApp call.
It's all shady. We don't know what's going to happen, but
I'm this going is to the check last one. You. What are you doing? How is your period going, Erasmus period? Do you love someone like you like us? For example, this would be the most important question for me.
Okay, we'll try. We'll see what happens. Reaching to the end. It's crazy.
Yes.
How many months have passed since you arrived to Perugia?
5 months passed, and this is my sixth month. Yes.
This year, sixth month.
Yes.
Okay, and how are you feeling about it?
I feel a bit sad, but a bit happy, a bit depressed.
Time.
Yes, it's okay. So complicated for me to realize my feelings.
This right sounds now. Great. Hold it for a minute or two.
Okay.
We're going to speak about ending Erasmus now. It has to be. But first, what about listening to a song?
Yes.
Do you want to play me one?
Yes. I think we have to play American Authors, The Best Day of My Life.
Okay, let's rock and roll.
Yes. Cheerful, Rodrigo.
That was a good song. Cheerful song, let's say.
Yes, a cheerful song.
Okay, now, about ending Erasmus, were you able to think something?
Think, like, what I'm going to do with my life right now? Think what?
What about starting from the basics? What about starting by answering, what did we learn from our Erasmus?
Oh, a lot of things. Yeah. Yes. Actually, I learned a lot of things. I learned a lot of things about myself, friendship, maybe love.
You want to start, explaining it?
Of course.
Maybe that'll be nice. We can get a grasp from it.
Yeah. For example, living alone in a different country has been so refreshing for me because I wanted to have some alone time for me, and I get it here. And I learn a lot of things. For example, I have to be my own priority from now on, because in Italy I respect all these kind of things, and all the people have their spaces, their lives. They are their priorities. And I love about them.
What do you mean about old people? Like, What do you mean, like 80s, 90 years old? You've seen...
No, no, old people.
Ah, I got it. Okay, okay, nice.
Old people, they are living for themselves. For example, if they don't want to have a coffee, they don't have any coffee. They wanted to go somewhere, okay. They go somewhere. They, if they have to study, they study.
And what happened to you? Like, what was... How did you realize that being here?
For example, for me, I can always spare time for the other people, for my friends or even acquaintances. Yes, it's a hard word.
Yeah, you're going a whole new level.
Yes, even the people I met on the street, I can always make time.
Mm-hmm.
But here, it's so hard. People are close, so they don't want to spare some time for you. Not always, of course, but mm-hmm. if they have some things to do, they have some things to do. But for me, even if I have something to do and someone asks me to do something and I said, okay, let's do it, I can do it later. But this is when I realized that what they are doing is better.
But let me stop you right there. Do you think it's better?
Yes. Yes, Rodrigo, because I have to do something and I always procrastination that.
Procrastinate also. Uh-huh.
Yes, and I always put it later and later and later, and then I have a huge bag of things to do.
I feel you.
Yeah. So this is the best thing, I think.
But how would you do it? So for example, now you're going as a new Funda after Erasmus,
mm-hmm.
back.
Mm-hmm.
With that, you just told me, what are you going to do, for example? I don't know, tell me an example. How would you apply that learning to your daily life?
If it's not an emergency,
yeah.
I rearrange my appointments, probably.
So you wouldn't go for the coffee?
Yes.
You would do your things first?
No, fuck it. I always go. I know myself. I can change myself.
There you go.
If someone needs me, I will be there, guys. Yes.
Nice Erasmus experience going on. Nice teachings.
Yes. But it was really cool to think that way. Okay, I will say no. I will be my own priority. But you see, after 5 minutes, I already broke.
You broke. Is that, you know, the thing? I think the best investment you have in this, like, life,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to be a bit philosophical, is people.
Mm.
So it's worth it, maybe. Of course, it doesn't mean all the times, but fuck, if you have a work, you can do it, finish it later to get a coffee with someone. You know, like,
yes.
I think that's a special moment.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know if he's going to be there next time. That's why I think, like,
yes.
You have to be careful with that. Of course, people here, I see they do it.
Mm-hmm.
But it worries me at the same time because it's like...
Yeah, what if you
What if you don't
see?
Have it anymore?
Yes.
What if the other person has to leave for ABC reason?
Mm-hmm.
You have no idea. And by just finishing a work,
mm-hmm.
which I don't mean you don't have to finish things. Of course, you do have to organize your time. But come on.
Yes.
15 minutes is not going to kill you, you know, like...
Yes.
You're not going to die for 15
uh-huh.
minutes.
Uh-huh. For 15 minutes,
And you can meet someone marvelous. Like, really, you can have the opportunity to...
Yes.
To get to know
work.
Someone
let's
special.
Let's not study. Let's not do your things. Yeah, let's spare 15 minutes.
Yeah, it's just 15. It doesn't mean you have to stop your life and stop everything.
Yes.
No. Of course, if you have to do something, an exam or something like that, of course, no. But
mm-hmm. I think we are good people. We are better.
Okay, but asking about that, how did it teach us? What did it teach us about ourselves? Like all the experience?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you were telling me about, like, you learned this concept, let's say,
mm-hmm.
from Erasmus.
Mm-hmm.
But how is it going to affect you? Like, how these 6 months are going to affect who you are?
Rodrigo, this city and living in a different, living in a different country, teaches you that you'll be enough. You are enough. You can do everything by yourself. You can go everywhere you want. You can do whatever you want. You can be whoever you want. It teaches you that way. And you have to carry it in you, that kind of things, that feeling that you can be anyone who you want to be.
Nice. But let me ask you another thing, next level. Do you think you're a better person now?
Better? Define better. No?
She just got real here.
I'm happier. Let's say it this way. I'm happier.
I like it, yeah.
Yes. Because I got so bored when I was back in Istanbul. I didn't like the way my life was going. Mm-hmm. And here, I have no stress. And I have a lot of good friends.
Nice.
And we hang out too much. We enjoying ourselves too much. So I'm a happier person.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, I don't think too much. I don't care too much. So that's the beautiful
thing.
That's
really nice. Okay, I like it. And so you would say you're happier, but are you happier in the sense that you're happy because you're chilling while you're in Perugia? Mm-hmm. Or you think it's something you're getting into yourself, you know? Like, do you think it's about the space where you are now? Or maybe it really changed your hard drive, you know? Maybe it really changed who you are. What do you think?
Perugia is a really beautiful city that I love very much. And it has zero stress level, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not about Perugia. You can put me any other way, any other city, any other
Istanbul.
Country. I'm going to leave Istanbul, so not Istanbul, not that kind of big city. But the other places, as I mentioned before, like Muğla, İzmir, Antalya, or the other countries, European or Asian, doesn't matter. That feeling that you are enough, you can live anywhere you want, you can survive anywhere, you can survive anything. This is the feeling Erasmus gave you.
That's really nice. That's fantastic. I feel you. It really changed you. Like,
yeah. I learned something from you. I learned how to speak philosophically.
Damn, girl. I'll have to charge mama. Yeah. That's nice.
Yes.
I really like it changed you. Like, would you repeat it all again?
Yes.
That's a nice question. Actually, if you had the chance, start from zero, you can choose wherever you want in the world. Would you come back to Perugia?
Oh, I never.
Girl.
Yeah, it's
there you
a
go.
Very, very tricky question.
Think about it. Think about it a while.
Yes.
And while you think about it, let's listen La Vida es un Carnaval of Celia Cruz.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That might help you a bit.
Yes, probably.
There you go.
Was a great song.
Come on. Sometimes Latin songs just rock it, you know?
Yes.
And now getting back to our subject.
Uh-huh.
What would you do?
I think, but if I have... I have my memory or no? I'm starting from zero again.
Let's say you know what is going to happen in Perugia. You know? Like, oh. you know, like if you choose Perugia, this is what's going to happen.
Uh-huh.
What you live this 6 months.
Uh-huh.
And if you choose another place.
I will choose another place.
Another place.
Yes.
Why so?
Because it's okay. I saw it all. I lived it all. I was here and I had my time here.
Let's say you were never in Perugia. You don't know Perugia.
I will choose here.
You would choose Perugia?
Yes.
Really? Uh-huh. No doubt. You can choose everywhere in the world. You can, everywhere. And they're going to pay you.
They're going to pay me?
It doesn't matter. They're going to pay you everywhere.
Uh-huh.
Would you choose Perugia?
No, then I will choose another city in Italy.
What city?
I don't know, maybe Bologna, maybe Roma.
And why not Perugia then?
Perugia is nice, but for living here, it's not my kind of thing. I can't live here for another 6 months or whole 1 year. Because, okay, I did everything. There is nothing for me here.
Okay.
Yeah, I love here. But
you think you already did what you had to do?
Ah, yes.
Okay, I gotcha.
Yes. I love here, really, but I wanted to explore some other options.
Nice.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
For example, I want to go to the south. I never been in south.
South must be really beautiful. You have
yes,
to. I've never been actually. I have to do the south part yet.
Yes. Summer. I will come in the summer. Let's go together, all together.
To see if I'm still here.
Yes.
Okay, but now that you answered that to me, can you tell me what was the hardest part? Because I still feel, I have the feeling that although you liked the experience, and for sure the people you liked, you met, you very much liked, the city doesn't convince you at all.
Yes.
I have that feeling. Maybe I'm wrong, but tell me.
Maybe if I
what
have...
What is it?
Yes, maybe if I have a job here, if I started to live here, not like a student, or if I have some parts of family or friends, I'm sure I want to stay here. But the hardest part is the loneliness, man. Really, because that city makes you feel lonely.
Here?
Yes. Most of the time, I felt very lonely. Don't get me wrong. I'm so glad that we are friends. I got the other friends.
Yeah, I feel what you... I know what you...
Yes, but sometimes I wanted to see my old friends. Like, the people were here for me, like, from the beginning, because I have lots of friends who were here with me like 20 years, nearly 20 years, or maybe more.
I feel you. Is that Perugia? I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But culturally, it's a very closed community, I would say so.
Yes, like, I think the same way.
Perugians as such, of course, Erasmus are fine. Are really nice, they are open.
Mm-hmm.
But Perugians as such, I have the feeling they are not open,
caring.
You know?
Yes, yes, they don't
two
care.
Things, they don't give a fuck.
Okay. Yeah.
And they don't really care about, like, if they meet you or if they don't meet you. I feel for them it's the same, like, like it's neutral, like there's not going to be any change about that.
Yes.
What do you think? How do you feel? Because I think my biggest... crash, as to say so, was arriving to Italy, thinking that everyone would be open, as I've heard before, like as in the south, as I heard is the south, and realizing that it was not like that, you know, like people are more closed.
I understand and, you clearly. Yes,
I don't know, that was a big I wouldn't say disappointing, because it's not disappointing, it's something you learn from which you can learn also, but at the same time, I was expecting another thing, you know? Like, I can't lie. I had another idea
yes.
of what this would gonna be.
Uh-huh.
And that was the first like impact I had kind of with the city, you know, like.
Yes. Yes, I totally agree with you. I was expecting more warm relationship.
Yes, like at least with Perugians, yes.
Yes, yes. Of course, we have our friends international or Italian. Yeah,
which are marvelous, of course. And some Italians are also marvelous.
Yeah. And I think maybe I have 5 friends from Perugia, the real Perugian, 5 or maybe 6.
And are you close to them? Because if you ask me now, do you have a really close Perugian friend?
No.
I would say no. No. Definitely not.
Mm-hmm. They are kind enough to ask me to join them in Christmas dinner.
Okay, that's nice. At least you get that.
Yes.
That, like, step ahead.
Uh-huh. But other than that, no. The people from the south part, they are marvelous.
It changes. Actually, from the north, I've met some people from the north part,
mm-hmm.
which are also very nice, you know. It's weird because you go both sides of the boot and it seems like people is just open. But then you go to Perugia and I don't know what happens.
Oh, and Rodrigo, how we can forget about the cold weather here? This is also the hardest part of this Erasmus.
I'm hoping this one, next one, will be nice. Actually, I'm looking at the sunshine.
Yes, today is nice. Marvelous.
I think winter is leaving Perugia, I hope.
Yeah, I hope for you too. Yes, but I don't think that there will be sun in February that much.
Oh, come on, just let me dream. Let me be happy.
Of course, of course. And now I'm going for Bratislava, Vienna, Budapest, and they are always under zero, so I don't know.
Anyways, it's nice to travel. You can enjoy it. The weather is not going to be a big deal.
Problem, yes. So we are going to walk too much, so who needs sun?
And now, let me ask you, what is a memory? Give me a memory. Give us a memory.
Mm-hmm.
You won't forget, like that really got into you, you know, like something you lived that's going to be printed in your soul or in your skin, in whatever you want.
Okay.
What is it?
I don't know what that street calls, but do you remember yesterday when we are going back to house, I told you that, Rodrigo, I love this spot. And I, whenever I walk from here, I always stand here and see the view.
Oh, I know which one it is. Yeah, near Stranieri. For those who want to see it, it's besides Stranieri, right-hand side, going up to the center.
It's close to Morlacchie. Belvisto, they call it Belvisto.
I don't know the name. I have no idea. But yes.
Yes.
So keep going. Why?
Yes, I love sitting there and see the view and breathe a little bit. I never forget about that. And I will never forget about our funny days, funny parties.
Nice.
And I will never forget about that one particular Italian guy who told me the most beautiful thing.
Who I lost myself. I forgot that detail.
Really? We met at the stairs. Mm-hmm. I don't want to tell his name.
Oh, I got it.
Yes, the name guy. Name guy. He wanted to learn what my name means, if my name has a meaning or not. And I started to explain that Funda means a flower. My middle name, Deniz, is C. And my surname is Özgür. It means free. And that was escalated quickly. In 3 seconds, he turned to me and he said, "Oh, you are a free flower in the middle of the sea then." And I said, "Wow."
Deep.
Yes. Deep. Yes, Rodrigo. I'm a free flower in the middle of the sea.
That's wonderful. So you go with a lot of nice memories I see in your face with from Perugia.
Yes, I will. And I really want to come back for the summer here. Because summer
I really hope you do. I think summer is another experience. Like really you can live 2 different cities.
Yes.
Summer, winter. Definitely. And I'm really glad. I see you're happy.
Yes, I'm happy.
You've made memories.
I hope you will be happy.
That you'll carry the whole life.
Yes.
I hope you do.
Yes. I hope you enjoy your time here the next six
Thank
months.
Thank you. I hope we're able to see each other.
Yes.
Briefly.
No, I will come. And now I feel upset because, yes, this is the last podcast and I don't know when I'm going to
we
see you again.
It's crazy. We don't realize until it
now,
comes.
Right.
But let me. You choose the music, come on.
Okay.
Put one you really think is going to get you.
Yes.
And who's really your brand. Give us a music which is going to be your print
yes.
to end today's podcast.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And like that, you're going to leave your print, which is going to be remembered
yeah.
by us if we follow the program. By
yes.
those who follow the program will be remembered.
Me, by this song. Yes. Yeah. And then I will choose I'm Feeling Good because it's a new day, it's a new dawn, it's a new life for me.
There you go. Let's listen to that song. And once again, thank you, Funda, this project started by you. So I'm very glad. I am really, really glad.
Yeah, me too.
Thank you. It was your creation. But no one will take you that credit.
Oh, thank you, baby.
Now let's rock and roll and
bye, guys. Take care.
Breeze drifting on by. You know how I feel. It's a new dawn. It's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new fly out in the sun. You know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all have